Julie and I are in heaven as we make our way through some of Krauss's favorite sounds in his library. This is the sound of wolves in Algonquin Park in Ontario, Canada.
There were two packs of wolves, one in front of me and one in back of me.
When Krauss discovered the orchestral nature of the sounds he was recording, he thought he was onto something big.
As far as he knew, no one had done anything quite like this before.
Because all of the methodology to that time, and this is the early 80s, mid-80s, all of the methodology of recording in the field had been with the objective to fragment the soundscape, take things out of context and record them one at a time with these large parabolic dishes.
That's basically a microphone that looks like a satellite dish, and it works like a zoom lens on a camera, recording things that are far away.
Actually, the first guy to develop a parabolic dish was a fellow named Ludwig Koch, K-O-C-H, and he was a German fellow who moved to the UK, and in 1889 recorded the first bird.
That's a clip of that recording, featured in a BBC radio documentary.
So let's back up for a second, because we've talked a lot about recording natural sound, but that's not the only kind of sound there is.
I mean, there are probably two components to natural sound. One is the biophony, which are all the critter sounds that occur naturally, and the other is the geophony, which are the sounds, the effects of wind and water and rain, natural sounds that are non-biological. And the third is made up of human sound and the human soundscape, anthropony, but it's organized in a certain kind of human way.
Biophony, anthropony, and geophony. Those words didn't exist when Krauss started his work. He actually was the first person to use the term biophony. Nowadays, though, there's lots of people thinking about soundscapes in their entirety. It's actually a field of study.
We've created, in effect, a new model for dealing with natural sound, both marine and terrestrial environments, that's now incorporated into graduate studies programs at Purdue and Michigan State, and it's gaining traction all over the world.